The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, November 24, 2022. The President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, arrived in Beijing to begin a state visit to China, where he will close an international tour that previously took him to Algeria, Russia, and Turkey. The dignitary will be here until November 26. He arrived at the invitation of his host counterpart, Xi Jinping, and will develop a short but intense work schedule. Although there are still no details on the agenda, it is expected that in the official talks, Díaz-Canel and Xi will review the state of bilateral ties and plan new actions to strengthen them further in the future. However, the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs said this week that the stay of the Cuban president will inject new impetus to the development of ties by stressing their relationship as good friends, good comrades, and good brothers. He also estimated that it will give renewed impetus to the traditional friendship and brotherly cooperation in the two nations, which he described as a model of solidarity, collaboration, and mutual assistance. China is the fourth and last stop on the present tour of Díaz-Canel, who was previously here in 2013 and 2015 as Vice President of Cuba, and then in November 2018, he made his first visit as President. A bipartisan delegation of U.S. congressmen concluded on Wednesday a four-day visit to Cuba, according to an official statement. Democrats Salud Carbajal from California, Johanna Hayes from Connecticut, and Republican Jim Baird from Indiana traveled to Havana as U.S. Congress lower house members. The visit included meetings with Cuban farmers, agribusiness operators, and local authorities to debate on Cuban agriculture's present conditions. The U.S. congressman held meetings with the Cuban Vice President Salvador Valdez Mesa, foreign ministries officials, as well as with members of the Agri-Food Commission of the National Assembly of People's Power. Solidarity organizations, trade unions, and political parties in Asturias, Spain, presented the campaign Tons of Powdered Milk for Cuba. At a press briefing in Gijón, the groups that comprises the State Movement of Solidarity with Cuba, MESC, in Spain, will promote the initiative against the U.S. blockade of the Caribbean nation. It is one of the agreements adopted at the 16th State Cuba Solidarity meeting held in Valencia in October. The aim is to raise income from citizens to send at least 10 tons of powdered milk to the island, with an approximate value of 60,000 euros, as Cuba is suffering problems with its supply. The managers of the idea recalled the economic, financial, and commercial siege to which Cuba has been subjected for more than six decades, does not care that thousands of children suffer deprivation of such a basic product in their early development as formula milk is. Cuba has long demonstrated its commitment to the cause of humanity and has always contributed to those in need. And in the international agenda, we have that. The Committee for the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity will analyze next week in Morocco the candidacies of Grenada, Guatemala, Colombia, Cuba, and Chile, UNESCO confirmed. The committee forum is made up of 24 representatives elected from among the 180 states' parties to the Convention for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage and will meet from November 28 to December 2 in Rabat. Chaired by Morocco, the committee will examine a total of 56 applications, including 46 for inscription on the representative list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity, four requiring urgent protection actions, four for the registration of good practices, and one of financial assistance, Malawi. There are also proposals from Afghanistan, Algeria, Cambodia, China, Democratic People's Republic of Korea, among others. Currently, the representative list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity has 530 elements with the purpose of recognizing and promoting the diversity of cultural practices and knowledge of the communities concerned. Meanwhile, the Citizens Organization for New Haiti asked the Superior Court of Accounts on Thursday to audit the Superior Council of Judiciary and the Insurance Company for corruption suspicions. In a letter spread on social media, the human rights organization recalled that since September 2021, it has asked the court to investigate the management of state entities and analyze not only the three last judiciaries, but also the current one. The platform regretted that the Court of Auditors has not yet stated an opinion on the veracity of the allegations of corruption and mismanagement of the agencies despite its announcement and investigation in 2021. Given this situation, the Citizens Organization encourages the authorities to take urgent measures to ensure the completion of the reports. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.